Hello and welcome to your Sunday Reader, a joint project between St. Mary Parish and WorkingToBeatHell.org. Today we'll be discussing the readings for the first Sunday of Lent, 2007.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "The priest shall receive the basket from you, and shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, 'My father was a wandering Aramean who went down to Egypt with a small household and lived there as an alien. But there he became a great nation, strong and numerous. When the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing hard labor upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and he heard our cry and saw our affliction, our toil and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand and outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders. And bringing us into this country, he gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil which you, O Lord, have given me. And having set them before the Lord your God, you shall bow down in his presence." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble.
Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble.
You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, "My refuge and fortress, my God in whom I trust."
Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble.
No evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near to your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you, that they guard you in all your ways.
Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble.
Upon their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the asp and the viper. You shall trample down the lion and the dragon.
Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble.
Because he clings to me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he acknowledges my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will deliver him and glorify him.
Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, what does Scripture say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the word of faith that we preach. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. For the Scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame." For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days. When they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'One does not live on bread alone.'" Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said, "It is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve.'" Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, He will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him in reply, It also says, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to your Sunday Reader. We're here in studio, and we're actually famous this week, Dawn, because we have a photographer here taking our picture for the Catholic Courier, the paper for the Diocese of Rochester.
It's a little intimidating.
It is indeed. We've been laughing all our way through all the readings. It took us about 10 times to get each reading down, but we did get it. One of the things that struck me today in the Gospel story, and I've always been struck by this in this particular version, and in Luke's version of the three temptations, is at the end of the story, the way that Satan just leaves. And one of the things I love about that image is it kind of shows us the difference between God and Satan, that God always says that he's faithful and will always be with us. Satan, after getting a little frustrated, just kind of walks away after a while. And I think that's a good image for the beginning of Lent, because what we're trying to do with Lent is convert our lives towards the gospel. And by doing that, we can kind of frustrate Satan in his attempts, and the goal is to get him to eventually just leave. And so I kind of like this image, and I think this is a great story to begin Lent with.
I agree. It's interesting because I was thinking today about, as I read that passage, each of the three times, each of those three choices reveals the identity of Jesus. And then it occurred to me, every choice we make in life goes to who we are, who our identity is. And we can make good choices and bad choices. And I thought the same thing. It's a really great way to begin Lent, because thinking about our decisions, are we making this choice to build up the kingdom, or is our choice going to result in tearing it down?
Right. And I think you're right. I think that is true. All of our choices have some kind of a consequence. And one of the nice things about Lent is it's a time of repentance, but it's also a time where we can look over what choices have we made in the past and what choices should we make. And sometimes those aren't always the same. And so we want to repent for those times. But a lot of times, too, I think we seem to make Lent one-dimensional, that it's all about repenting. Mm-hmm. And so we do want to be careful there, because it's not just a season of fasting, but it's also one of prayer and being able to enter into prayer, and also one of almsgiving. And the whole point of the season is to somehow bring us closer to God, because a lot of times what can happen is we've all met the person who decides to give up coffee for Lent, and they kind of miss the point because they become completely miserable for anybody to be around. Where the goal of Lent is really to make us better people. And so our fasting should be something that can help us become a better person, or at least maybe make us aware of some of the life situations that other people live in. So perhaps if you're giving up some sort of spending, or you're giving up some sort of frivolity that you enjoy, you could put yourself in solidarity with people who are less fortunate and can't afford those things. But at the same time, the goal shouldn't be a kind of a stress test to see what I can handle, because then I think we miss the point and we end up making ourselves miserable and other people around us, where really it's about how can we make ourselves better people.
Definitely. I also think Lent is a time for us to listen better. And so here we have this scripture reading of Jesus going into the desert and totally emptying himself. And I find for myself, especially when I am totally empty, is that's when I hear God the best. I don't have noises going on around me or thoughts in my head that, oh, maybe I should do this or that. I am totally empty and ready to hear what God has to say.
Yeah, and that's something that, Dawn, it's not just your experience. I mean, I'm glad that's your experience, but I mean, this is something that I think most people would tend to say right on. I mean, even when you go back to the fathers, the desert fathers, a lot of the reason they went into the desert was to get away from the distractions around us, or even the reason Jesus goes into the desert at the beginning of this story is to Get rid of those distractions around him where he can clearly hear the voice of the Lord. And you find it throughout Scripture that the desert is often a place where people go to seek out God. I always say that the biggest understatement in Scripture comes in this passage here where it says he was in the desert for 40 days, he didn't eat or drink, and when he came out, he was hungry. And I said, yeah. Wow, you don't have to be a genius to figure that one out. But it is, the desert is a place where we go to die to ourselves and find new life with Christ. And I think that's what the whole Lenten season is about, the 40 days in the desert, and then we have the 40 days of Lent, where what we're really trying to do is to die to ourselves so that we can live with Christ.
Very good. I was just thinking about those three temptations that the devil gives Jesus, and referring back to the Exodus story. So let's see, I just have to find it in here. So he's talking about command the stone to become bread, and Jesus saying one does not live on bread alone. That goes back to the manna in the desert. And then each of them, it's just sort of interesting. Sometimes I think we like to focus on the Christian scriptures, but it's really important to remember there's more to the story. The story's been going on a really long time.
Right. And a lot of times, I mean, we've talked about this before on the podcast, the way the first reading and the gospel will correlate. And it's not by, you know, pure coincidence. It's because, you know, God was working all throughout history before Christ came. And then, of course, the fullness of the revelation does come with Christ himself. And then he continues to work. And there are certain patterns that we can start to see in the scripture and the ways that God works. So I think that those Old Testament passages, you're right, are very important in helping us realize the bigger picture. And then once Christ comes, it even enriches those passages because we say, ah, that's what's going on there. You know, this is what being in the desert is about. It's a time where, you know, there's wandering going on, there's confusion for the Israelites when they were wandering the desert. They really didn't know what they were doing, but at the end, they end up in the promised land for them.
And that's where today's reading is from. It's at the end, they've been wandering for a long time, and here's Moses. He's going through, here's a recap on all the laws. So can you imagine, it's several chapters long, how long they had to sit and listen to, you know, rules about mold and this and that. Very practical rules for their time. But then we get to almost the end, which is today's readings. And at the end of this speech is when Moses calls Joshua forward, who's going to take over for Moses, and then Moses dies. So we're sort of at this transition time, just like sort of in today's gospel, we're at this transition time where we're finding out who Jesus is.
Right, right. Because this really is where this comes in the very beginning of the gospel, this story does, before Jesus begins his priestly ministry. The other thing that's always a key image with that desert is nobody stays in the desert. Right. They always come out of the desert and bring whatever they've learned to the world at large. And when you were talking, Don, about when we clear our minds of our distractions and things, the goal isn't to sit here where we're totally isolated from the rest of the world for the rest of our lives. Sometimes we need to go into that space, into our own interior space, our own desert, if you will. And then once we've encountered God and heard God's plan for us, then we can take that and bring it out into the world and to let other people hear of our own encounter with the risen Lord. Okay, well, I think on that note, we can end our podcast for this week. We hope that we've given you something to think about for the beginning of this Lenten season and that you'll continue to join us as you continue your Lenten journey. We will see you next week. God bless.